Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you asked? On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. A couple phone lines available if you want to jump on hold, either to talk about the Falcons' loss to the Patriots yesterday or ask us anything. 404-726-0929. We'll start with Keaton in Atlanta. Hey, Keaton.
Yo,
how are you?
I got two quick questions. I'm doing good. I got two quick questions for you. So, first and foremost, when you're pillaging through, since Halloween just passed, when you're pillaging through your kids' candy and you're charging your dad tax like every good dad does, what candy bar are you going for? Like, what's the one that's grabbing your eye? And then, second, if I have a feeling that the Falcons are going to do what the Falcons do best. I feel like we'll go and we'll beat Indiana and Germany, and then we'll come back and we'll lay an egg against the Saints. What do you think the likelihood is, percentage-wise, if we were to lose by more than 10 points to the Saints, that we see somebody else get the X? I appreciate y'all taking my call.
Thanks, Keaton.
Kit Kat.
Yeah.
Yep. Kit Kat is the dad. Because my kid, the thing about it, my kids don't eat a lot of chocolate.
Oh, really?
They eat chocolate like cookies, but like as far as like yeah. Kit Kat stuff like that, Sebastian, as crazy as it is, really don't eat candy.
Oh, that's good.
And so, like, but he opens them all.
That's good. As wild as he is.
Yeah, but he opens.
Add some like, sugar to it.
He'll have a little sucker every now and then, but like he'll open them all
okay.
And just have them loose. It's like loose Skittles everywhere.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Just in case
he really don't eat a lot of candy.
So Jack is an absolute fiend.
Yes.
Like he doesn't like chocolate that much either, but like the sour stuff or like the Sour Patch Kids with the little sugar sprinkles all over it. And they just recently got bunk beds, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you add a 2.5-year-old Savage to a whole bunch of candy and sugar and a bunk bed ladder,
mm-hmm.
and you get WWE.
Yes.
That boy is just, I mean, he's in there just doing acrobatics. It's crazy. I'll be honest with you. I don't know if this will surprise you or not, but we did Trunk or Treat Wednesday, and we gave out, who knows, hundreds and hundreds of candy bars and all that kind of stuff. Went trick-or-treating Friday. They got a bunch, handed it out, all that. I don't think I've eaten a single piece of candy.
Mm-hmm. I didn't eat none. I didn't eat
the whole Halloween season.
I didn't eat any yesterday. I didn't eat any Saturday either. But Friday, yeah, because his little buddy came with us too. And he spent the night. So, yeah, I laid everybody's stuff out, checked the candy. Whatever wasn't in the original wrapper, I don't let them have.
Yeah, anything that has tape on it.
Yeah, I don't let them throw it out. But, yeah, Kit Kats and Twix. That is my vice.
Yeah.
Yes.
I do like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Love them, but I didn't get any.
I've avoided it so far. We'll see if I can keep that up because, I mean, there's still a lot of candy at the house. Thomas is in Decula. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, what's up, guys? I got so much to say about the Falcons. I'll try to rattle them all fast. Cut me off if you need to.
All right.
First thing first, kicking situation. Just go find somebody. Like, draft them, overpay for them. I don't care until you fix it. That's just what we're going to live through. There's really nothing to say except that. Go fix it. Secondly, the intentional grounding with Michael Penix. I chalked that up to the equivalent of a player on a fast break to the end zone. No one's touching him, and he dropped the stick of ball right before he crosses the dang goal line. You can't do it. It's inexcusable. Fix it. Be better. Thirdly, the play calling, like, let the playbook loose with Michael Penix. Let him throw those balls over the middle or something because he needs to be able to fail or have the opportunity to fail. He's already struggling, but I want to know that you're giving him all the opportunities. The playbook's wide open, and we can see what he can do, and he grows and gets better from his failures. That's how we grow. We grow when we're stretched. But if you're not stretching him, he's not going to grow, and then we never know what we have. And then lastly, this is more kind of a bit of a question because I don't know the X's and O's and when it comes down to just it is actually coaching or it's just beat the man in front of you. The hypothetical, I'll put it like this as a question is, hey, defense, running, toss sweep to the left to Bijan. That's the play. We're running it. You know, if everybody just go beat the man and, you know, But we seemingly, when we lose to the Miami Dolphins and the Carolina Panthers, I don't know. Like, I thought we were talented. We had the talent.
Right,
but
Thomas,
the guys just didn't play. Is that coaching?
We got it.
I don't
did
like
good.
All right, my
you
boy.
Did,
come on.
All
right.
All right, my boy.
I don't what. There's a lot in there. Yeah. I agree with most of it, I guess.
Yeah, I do. I do agree with a lot of it. And we talk about beating a man, all those different things. They pay them money also. But, you know, you like to win more than you lose. I do agree they need to use more of the middle of the field.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. And I'm not, and I'm talking about deeper routes over them. I'm not talking about little hooks and all those different things. They need to use more of those type of things.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Why are they not doing it?
That's not something that I'm going to even try to get into.
Like, Penix is uncomfortable with it, so they're trying to protect him from it. Zach doesn't have those plays.
No, he has doesn't the plays. Like to that's, call what, him. That's what I'm saying. Just don't like to call them. They like to play. They play the Falcons are an outside in team. Most teams are nowadays. You know, you throw it on the outside of the numbers, but you know the first catch to Kyle, it was a crossing route. You know, so that's kind of over the middle.
Yeah.
You know, so
he's pretty far outside by the time it got
there. Yeah, and so I don't know why they leave that part of the field unattacked.
That was a criticism of him coming out of college, though.
Yeah.
Was he doesn't throw the ball over the middle.
Yeah. Is he asked to do it?
Maybe.
Yeah, that's
doesn't
what I'm
seem like it.
Yeah, doesn't seem like it.
He's not missing over the middle. He's just not throwing,
not throwing
over the middle. D is in Atlanta. Hey, D.
Hey. Hey, how you doing, guys? Hey, my thing is, and I don't mean to be doom and gloom, but we trying to be confidence boosters for the opposition, meaning Stephon Diggs, 900 catches of his career, the quarterback, his longest pass of the season, the wide receiver, longest catch of the season. I mean, and the announcers make it known, it's just mind-boggling how everybody had their career best against us. It's just frustrating. I just had to get that out. And with the intentional grounding, Randy, you played the game. With the intentional grounding versus what we had the last game, wouldn't you think that the coaches would drill in with the quarterback and go over every scenario of intentional grounding so that it wouldn't happen again?
I know this.
Thank you,
I'm pretty sure Michael knows what intentional grounding is. That's why he was trying to cap and say that Kyle was there. He knew what he did.
Oh, yeah. As soon as he threw it, he started trying to politic to the ref that it wasn't.
Yeah, but I think, you know, it's always one of those situations where you got you can't not know what to do. It's, you know, that's a bang-bang type situation, all right? Because a lot of times, and that's what I told you, I said earlier, I hate when quarterbacks do that. Yeah. When it's a false start on your team, the ball is snapped and they throw it in the ground. It becomes one of those things where it's muscle memory. Now, were they clapping or whatever, there was no whistle blown. So there was nothing that, in my opinion, that triggered that Michael should have did that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, when they tried to set up the double screen, he threw it at the feet of Bijan. That's usually what you do when you're throwing a screen and they got it covered. Then you do that. If it's in the middle, you usually do that. That's what you do. But in this situation, he was ill-prepared. Take the down. Fall down. Try to create something.
I mean, just fall.
Just fall
just
or
fall
something.
Fall on it like it's a fumble.
But you can't cost your team 10 yards and a down.
Yeah.
And a down.
Right.
And a down.
Now, again, that's the bad thing that happened after the ball was snapped.
Yes.
The ball being snapped is bad also.
It started bad.
Yeah.
It started bad with your backup guard and your young center. It started out bad with those two. So I'm not absolving them at all.
And quarterback offensive line communication has been an issue they've talked about 3 weeks in a row now.
Yep. They had a 30-minute talk.
And they had a 30-minute phone conversation. Oh, that dang it. That was supposed to be the offensive line gets its manhood back yesterday.
Yeah.
Did they?
They weren't awful.
They weren't awful. They didn't really run the ball.
They didn't run the ball. They didn't give themselves a chance to do anything. They weren't great, but they weren't awful.
Yeah, boyhood then.
Yeah, okay. They got their hood back.
Something. I don't know, man.
Hood back.
Here's the thing kind of for me about where the offensive line is at right now. I think we've seen enough of it. They just struggle.
Yep.
Like, they're, you know.
Now you're down most of the game and without both of your starting guards.
Exactly.
You're already without your starting right tackle.
You're on your third string right tackle.
Yes.
You're on your second string right and left guard.
Yes.
And Jake was out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Jake, I mean, first play of the game, gives up the sack.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you start the game, the negative.
Yeah. Tough day, man. Tough day at the office. Breon is in Lithonia.
I don't know, man. Here's the thing, kind of.
Breon, turn your radio down, Breon.
Right now, that we've seen enough of it. They just struggle.
Turn your radio down.
Turn you down.
All right, we're going to have to hang up on Breon.
Yeah.
That sounded good, though, didn't it?
Yeah.
Sounded like good
analysis.
Like,
sounded like we had knew what the heck we were saying over there.
Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Oh. Yo, what's good, fellas? Hey, Andy and Randy. Randy, you had me laughing like hell on Friday, man. Wifey came into the room and said, so now pulling a Mo from Columbus is a thing?
Yes.
And I said, what? She said, oh, you're not listening to the show? Because I was going to listen to it that night, and I went back and listened to it. Bruh, she had me cracking up all weekend about that joke. But my question to you guys, when was the last time you called something? Because I knew he was going to miss that field goal. I knew he was going to get a turnover before halftime. I knew he was going to score. And I told my homeboy, this is going to happen. And he was like, you think so? And it happened. He was like, damn, you called the whole game. I was like, we're going to miss this extra point. Watch. So we missed the extra point. When's the last time you just called something and you knew it was going to happen, whether it was personal life or whether it was in sports?
Thank you, Mo.
I mean, I hate saying you called it. Sometimes you get your guess right.
Yeah. Also, no offense, but like, you don't really get credit with the Falcons.
You don't. You don't get credit with knowing that there's a pressure situation.
They're gonna blow it. Yeah. That's like, you know.
Yeah. You really don't get the.
Everybody knew that was
to pound your chest for that.
Yeah. Bro. You don't get to
come
do that
on, dude. Come on, man.
I don't know. I mean, in sports, we're just all guessing anyway.
Yes.
And then you call it, and you're like, I called it.
Yeah.
In life, I don't know, probably, you know, all the time.
I mean,
I'm always calling it.
I'm always like, you know.
Calling my shot.
I got a tuition about me, you know. And a lot of times, you know, that's how my grandma would say it.
Yeah.
A tuition.
You do.
What, Granny?
You got a good tuition.
Yeah, you know, I got that my tuition telling me. Like,
I do feel like I have a good sense, though. Like, I don't have to meet somebody for very long to kind of know.
If
I like them or not, if they're good or bad, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
I don't like the cut of his jib.
I don't like his jib cut.
Yeah, I don't like the cut of his jib.
Nah, we're not cut from the same cloth, me and him.
Yeah.
How long does it take you? 10 minutes? 15 minutes?
For me to know if I like somebody or not?
There's no way that's his timeline.
You're faster than
that. It's way faster, yeah.
Who? You.
Hold on. How you figure that?
Because you don't like anybody.
I like people.
There's no way you're making it to 15 minutes without having decided.
If you don't
know.
Oh,
yes, definitely.
That's
what
I'm saying.
Yeah. But no,
you're like 3.5 minutes.
I like everybody. I do. All right, everybody starts with me, Andy, same level.
Okay.
It does. It goes.
What level is that?
Right in the middle.
Okay.
Either you down or you up. All right? It's just what it is.
Saw when he said down and up, he put both hands down.
Down.
You're
both,
down or you're down.
Both the down hand and the up hand went down.
Yeah. That's what I'm like. I like people. I like people. But I think everybody likes some people.
Yeah, right.
You know
and
what
some
mean?
People like more.
Yeah, some people just like more people than some other people.
There's no doubt about
There's
that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing
wrong with that. I don't feel bad for that feeling the way that I feel.
No, man. You gotta be yourself. You gotta be yourself.
Always. Yeah.
Final call will be Ron in McDonough. What's up, Ron?
Hey, not much, man. Love the show.
Love
Andy,
you,
Randy.
Thank you.
Y'all kill it.
Thank you, Ron.
Every day.
Love you.
Just to piggyback off what Mo said, I had a intuition or tuition. After Coach Raheem Morris said in the after game that Bijan Robinson was the best football player in the NFL in front of his 52-man roster and the rest of the world, after we beat Buffalo, I knew we were going to have a slide. You don't say, like, it's a team effort.
Right.
Yeah, he might be great, but you don't say he's the best football player in the NFL. That you don't say.
Why not?
You see what I'm saying?
But he said it 2 weeks before that. And they was great.
And his teammates said it too.
But my thing is this. You don't put the onus on one player.
It's a team.
Okay, gotcha. All right, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Ron.
That goes back to what we were talking about. What did you say? Something new. Something else. So
That's why. I will say this. He has had less yards.
Yes.
In the last three games combined than he had that day.
Yes.
So that's not good.
No, it's not.
I think that's part of why they're losing.
But the thing about it is they're not possessing the ball enough.
That's right.
They're not possessing the ball enough to be able to utilize him more.
They're not running it well on first down.
Nope.
They're not converting third downs because they're all third and nine. They can't stay on the field and sustain drives. And all of that adds up to three straight losses, Randy.
Yep.
Which is where we are. A place we've been before.
Yep. So
a place we own property. The three-game losing streak. A.K.A. Falcons Island.
Right.
Let's get the takeaway of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
A brother named Bob called earlier. His damn name is not Bob to me. His name is Bobby.
He did sound like a Bobby, didn't
he? Yeah, he's not just like a damn Bobby.
Yeah,
Bob. No.
Yeah, he didn't sound like a Bob.
No, ain't a damn Bobby.
I don't remember what was the conditions that do this, but something made Randy's ass more chappier.
Speaking of that, Falcons didn't have a run game yesterday because they have no ass.
Mm.
Falcons also made their...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Bed and it's lumpy as hell, and Andy's about 95% sure the ball hit the ground.
No, it did. It just, I'm saying it looked like it did.
When you have one job, you better do it well. And the Falcons O-line, not return to manhood, but boyhood maybe.
We're getting there.
They got some kind of
hood. Anyway, have a great rest of your...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.